This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm right here on the real side, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And you can give me your email address. If you give me your email address once a week, I send out an email, usually letting you know who's going to be in the show, what we're talking about on the show, topics, any new pieces that might be published to the website. And check out the website on a daily basis, therealside.com. While you're there, you can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate, all those things you've been taught to be afraid of, and it's all just a line of bunk, really. It just means absolutely nothing. Anyway, again, we've got a live chat room up there. We've got a live chat room on Facebook, because we're up on Facebook Live. Actually, we're all over the place. We truly are like manure on a ranch, right? Just you can find us pretty much anywhere. Yes. The Southern Poverty Law Center puts the Stonewall School on a hate map. I mean, you have to. I mean, God, Stonewall Jackson, terrible, terrible man. The problem is that the school's actually named after the stone wall that's out in front of the school. Yeah. See, they're so looking for hate. They're so looking for something to be offended by. They're so looking for something. Really, somebody joked about it, but hey, it's not that far off. They're going to scream about taking down telephone poles because they look too much like crosses. The SPLC should be on its own watch list. Matter of fact, it's just nut jobs that they are. Should be listed as a terror group themselves. Now, their members kill people, their leadership destroys people, and this story shows you how dangerous and careless they are. They put Stonewall School on a hate map that was named after a rock wall. Just like the brick in their heads. Southern Poverty Law Center is in its anxiousness to erase U.S. history, erroneously included Stonewall Elementary School in Lexington, Kentucky, on its latest hate map, because they assume it was named after Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Now, however, the school was named after a literal stone wall. The hate group was informed of their error by the school and local historians who explained that the old masonry wall stood on the land of a local farmer and his family. A subdivision was later built on the property along with the school decades ago. It was named Stonewall Estates. The school took on the name of the neighborhood portions of the wall. Of course, that happens all over the place. It happens all over the country. SPLC, which is fantastic at getting conservatives killed for their beliefs through these so-called hate maps, apologized for the inclusion and removed the school. It's been removed from our interactive map. It's not included in the data set we've been providing to journalists in Charlottesville. That offers still a little comfort, knowing that the school was actively on the map for the last 2 months and could have become a target for anyone, any Antifa or leftist group. You know, they're out there too. They get pretty nasty, right? I mean, these guys just don't get it. They really don't get the damage that they do, especially when they make a mistake, because you get a lot of nut jobs out there that are acting on what they hear, what they see with these people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, couple of more lighthearted stories before we get into our finances. There's a coach said that, let's see, Robichaud. I'm gonna go with that, no matter what his name is. Tony Smith. He said kids today believe that correction is criticism. Oh, how true that is. The name Tony Robichaud should sound somewhat familiar. The Louisiana Lafayette baseball coach went viral earlier this year after going on a rant explaining why so many kids quit sports. Right? His words about, and I quote, "You've got to work while you wait." How true is that? We all know that's true. Right? You got to work for it. I was just talking to somebody about how kids today don't even want to do internships because it doesn't pay anything. Is that nuts or what? Now, overnight, he said, I noticed that some folks were sharing some more comments from Robichaud that resonated with them, while they appeared to be from the same talk, same clothing, same backdrop, and so on. What he has to say about toughness and building character is once again worth sharing. That's a challenge. How far can you go, he says, to get your team tough before you get reprimanded by soft people? He means by the administrators. He means by the politically correct. You need to stop letting this happening at your schools. You need to take a stand at your schools and stop this craziness from happening. We're sending a team of powder puffs into the real world. When you can't yell at athletes or get on athletes and pound away at them to do the best they can do, which is what they need. They need to be pushed. And not to make the coach feel better, but there's a lot of kids that don't reach their potential because there's no adult behind them pushing them along, egging them on, encouraging. Now, look, encouragement comes in many ways. And I don't know if some of you guys may know this and some of you guys don't know it. I have a helicopter pilot's license. I've had it for years. And when I first were learning how to fly, I had a pretty tough guy, a couple of months anyway. And he went, he had something else he had to do. He couldn't be there a couple times with me, and so I got another instructor. And that other instructor was a lightweight. He was making me mad because I knew what I was doing was wrong. I knew how I was flying was bad, and he kept saying, "It's okay. It'll come to you. And we'll just go around and we'll do it a couple of more times, and you'll get a better feel for it." I wanted to reach over. If we weren't in the air, I would have reached over and smacked him. Because I need somebody looking at me going, "Hey, what you're doing is wrong. You could do better than this. You know you've done better than this." That's what I needed, and that's what many of those young people out there need. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. David Fisher joins us after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play.
Can you imagine doing jokes like that? I'm Joe Machine, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's other shows that you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which really, I really appreciate it. I really do. I don't always say it, but I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, I don't want to waste this time. I always enjoy having David on. I really, truly believe that he explains finances to us in plain, simple English. And I love when I have him on because, some of us do have, or some of you, do have a few bucks that you know what to do with. You need to know how to keep, you need to know how to keep it, keep a hold of it. And, David, I'll tell you what, most of the time, well, I shouldn't even say most of the time, pretty much 100% of the time, pretty much, he's been honest, he's been upright, and nobody's complained about him to me that he's been dishonest with them. So that's what you need when it comes to your money. You know, I always like to bring David on because David speaks simple English. When it comes to finances and things around finances and precious metals and stocks and the market, these guys make me nuts with some of the terms that they use. But at least David explains it in plain simple English. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always, really, truly, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you for having me, as always, Joe, on your show.
So, hey, listen, the Senate got all excited last week. They got to spend more of our money, right? I mean, I don't think they've seen a budget they don't like. Have you?
Well, they're used to spending money. I think what they got excited is finally passing something. That's just really where it's at.
Oh, ouch. Oh, no. Well, because they passed a bill that allowed them just to start spending money like drunken sailors, and no offense to sailors.
Well, let's put it into perspective. Absolutely, Joe. They did pass. It was a historic bill. Keep in mind, already on October 5th, the House passed a $4.1 trillion budget. And late last Thursday, the Senate passed their budget by a very slim vote, 51-49, with no Democrats supporting it, considering there's only a 52-seat majority that was narrowly passed.
Wait a minute. How could a Democrat not vote for spending more money?
Well, they just don't want to support any Republican bill is what it comes down to.
That's what it boils down to, yeah.
But if they had a bill to spend money, they would definitely vote for it. So this is not about spending money for the Democrats. This is about not supporting what the Republicans want to do. You know, there was one Republican, Rand Paul, that opposed it for moral and ethical reasons, that it was quite different for the House. And, you know, I support him in that, in his being a man of ethics. Mm-hmm. But the numbers, there's $1 trillion of cuts in Medicaid and $470 billion cuts to Medicare over a decade. The projected revenue is $365 trillion, so it creates a budget deficit of $440 billion. In other words, simple English, Joe, we're spending more money than still we bring in taxes. But one of the key things is that the budget passage represents a key step, that it contains the process of instructions known as what you call budget reconciliation. And a reconciliation will allow the Republicans, Joe, to pass a tax bill, which is the next thing on their plate. They're already talking about it, through the chamber with a simple majority vote, you know, 51 votes or more. And this will avoid the famous Democratic filibuster. So
yeah,
that's a good deal.
I know, I agree with you. And again, you know, most of my people do know what a filibuster is, but it basically, you know, a couple senators who know how to speak for long periods of time can get up and pretty much bury a bill. I think we all saw Ted Cruz. What was he? He was reading from Cat in the Hat and a few other things. I mean, it's really ridiculous what they can do in a filibuster to drag something out, hoping that most of those guys will fall asleep or leave the chamber, and it'll just die because nobody's there to vote on it. So and the Dems have been great at it. Well, both sides have been really great at it. So anyhow,
the filibuster, ironically, I don't know if you knew this, but it comes from the Latin word or the Spanish word pirate or robbers, and in essence, what it does, it creates this term filibuster. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. My wife, who's Hispanic descent, she can pronounce all those words. But anyway, it just does that. It delays the tactic, or it robs time to block a bill or amendment from it being passed. And that's, you know, we saw Senator Ted Cruz do the green eggs and ham to his children at bedtime and spoke for 24 hours to the clock ran out. And that was against Obamacare. But there's filibusters were started in the 1850s. They weren't really used very much until the last decade. Now they're used very widely, quite a bit. So it's only in the Senate, too.
The Democrats under Obama, I mean, how many budgets did they actually pass? I know this was a constant argument on the budget with that cabinet, if you would, or that legislator. But that legislative time, how's that? Okay.
Well, some years they didn't even have a budget.
Yes.
So So, and that was the, you know, the fight where Obama says, okay, well, you put together the budget then, you know. So, but let's put into perspective how this budget relates to President Obama's budget. In the first year, this is the first year of Trump, first year of Obama, that was 2009. We're now spending $4.2 trillion. He was going to spend $3.5 trillion. The revenue is 3.65 for this year, for 2018, and the revenue for 2009 was 2.1. So still a deficit in 2009 of about $400 billion. We have a larger deficit now. And actually, you know, ironically, the Treasury revised the deficit spending. It's more like $666 billion is the actual number. I love that number, huh, when it comes to our government spending. So, and that was announced yesterday. But under Obama, the budgets that were passed, they just kept growing more. So now we're over $4 trillion, and the revenue kept not coming in. So the revenue grew as high as $720 billion in budget deficit. So, for the lack of revenue, that is. So, it looks like we're headed towards a little bit more revenue, and that's really what the President Trump's campaigned upon. Let's stimulate the economy, and he's trying to do that through, you know, tax breaks, and that should help that. But it's still going to balloon the debt. That's the problem. That's the age old thing we're not really facing. But as far as budgets, this is kind of in line with Obama, but spending a little bit more, and hopefully more revenue will come in. But that's done with a hope, because they haven't actually passed any of the actual things that are in the budget. They passed the budget, but we don't know what's in the budget. That's
that's because you've got to pass the budget so we know what's in the budget. I'm just trying to understand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. David will be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Seriously. All right, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. Just being involved, truly just being involved in the conversation. It's really that simple. So anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live. Let's get right back to it, though, because David Fisher has got his hand on the mark, his finger, his pulse, his thumb, whatever, on the mark. And I think whether you got a few dollars or a whole bunch of money, David is an honest guy in the business and can help all of us keep our money in our pocket. We're back with David Fisher, you know, CEO of Landmark Capital. And for some of you who don't get it, you don't get What an effect this have on your life. I mean, seriously, when you talk about the deficits in our budgets and where we're going and spending money, there seems to be no stopgap, no safety break, nothing for these guys just to start spending money like crazy. And David Fisher, again, he's with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me today. You know, you were talking about the deficit in the last segment. You know, at this point, seriously, how do you balance the budget? We are so far over on spending. There would really be some real pain to get this to a balanced budget, wouldn't there?
Absolutely, because most people don't realize this, but our country operates in a two-tier financial system, and it's broke. Our country is broke. We just haven't filed the bankruptcy papers. But I guess an easy way of understanding it is Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's an economic professor for Boston University, and he's testified many times before Congress on the inability for our country to get their finances under control. And yesterday he says, quote, our country is broke, end quote. He says, quote, we are in worse shape than Russia, China, and any developed nation. And he goes on and says, he quotes that the Treasury announced just the other day the budget deficit of $660 billion, which is revised from the $440 billion, what Trump's saying it is. The treasurer, Steve Mnuchin, actually revised the real numbers. He has more. He's an accountant, obviously, has the accounting numbers on it. But the upshot is really this: the financial reporting system that politicians and insiders have key access to data is buried from most people in the footnotes of what you call unfunded liabilities. And this professor says it's more like $200 trillion.
Whoa! Come on.
So it's,
is that real?
And he says the 2017 fiscal gap is $6 trillion, nine times higher than what the Treasury is really announcing.
Wow.
Because it's like a company. Remember they used to do this, Joe, and about 7-8 years ago, they used to have what you call offshore banking accounts.
Oh, yeah.
And this whole ledger of liabilities that companies would put offshore that would not be disclosed, and therefore their stock would continue to rise because people would say, oh, they don't have a debt. And so when those were finally disclosed, some of those companies actually fell apart. You know, this was accounting practice that Enron did, WorldCom Wireless did. These all did those types of things. They had off-books accounting practices. Our government's doing nothing different than that with the unfunded liabilities. You know, most people, they pay into Social Security, and Social Security is supposed to be put in a trust fund that is not touched by the government, and that's supposed to be put in investments to grow. Well, Social Security is bankrupt. We've been borrowing from it and taking money from it and using it as a slush fund. And that's one reason why you can add this up to one of the major unfunded liabilities, you know, other government pensions and Medicare, Medicaid. The money's not there. We've been spending it, but it doesn't show up in the, quote, budget or the national debt, but it shows up in unfunded liabilities. So that's why we're really $6 trillion is the gap of money that we cannot afford every year. It's not $660 billion. And that's the reality.
You know, the left says there's nothing wrong with Social Security, that those people, conservatives, are just fear-mongers and we're just scaring people with Social Security. But there is no way they can take care of the amount of people or take care of the people the way they say they can with the current dollars. I mean, and that's not fear-mongering. That's just a reality, correct?
The Social Security Administration said they will be bankrupt by 2036. So, I mean, I think they know more about it than any other politician.
I love it. I love these guys, you know, and they can't even come together to decide, you know, they need to get on the floor of Congress with a whiteboard and just lay it all out, plain, simple English so the American populace can see it. I think that would shed light on so many things. Anyhow, the market. We've talked about the market. I want to talk about this first. Tax reform. I was talking to somebody, a congressman, on Tuesday night, and I said, you know, the problem with tax reform is that the two sides have a different viewpoint of what tax reform is. You know, and it's like immigration. People have a different viewpoint of how immigration should be rolled out. Is it tax reform? Is this going to help? Is this really tax reform what President Trump is proposing? And is it really going to help us?
It is tax reform, and it will help the average investor, but it's going to kill America and its debt structure. So when you take away $5.1 trillion of tax revenue, we're going to cut, you know, the money coming into the government. So think with me. It's simple math. The government already spends more money than it takes in, somewhere around $440 to $666 billion a year. So $500 billion we overspend in. More in the budget. Forget the unfunded liabilities, just the budget. So now we are going to take in $5.1 to $5.2 trillion less because we're cutting taxes. So where's that going to get shored up? So the deficit's going to balloon on this. So but in doing so, tax reform, the average American household, by the Heritage Foundation, which is a Washington think tank, will be boosted by about an income of $4,000. So every American on an average will have about $4,000, the middle class will have about $4,000 more to spend. So the theory is, let's get Americans who are the number one person holding the back of the economy up, spend more money, $4,000, and that will stimulate more economic growth, which will subsidize the loss of $5.1 trillion. It sounds good in theory, and this is what Reagan did. It worked in job growth, but it didn't work in tax revenue because the debt ballooned under Reagan four times. He entered office with $550 billion national debt and left at $2.3
trillion.
Wow. So it's not going to work from that standpoint. And the Congressional Budget Office, which is not Republican or Democrat, says it's going to add $6 trillion to our national debt by creating a $5.1 trillion tax deduction. So we're not going to get a bang for a buck. It's actually going to dig us deeper into a physical hole. And this is also on the back step of the backdrop of the Fed raising rates. When the Fed raises rates, that just causes us to pay more in interest payments on the national debt. So we're not moving into a good environment, but this is a very positive political maneuver that will help Americans in their monthly budget. So it's going to be really good for that, probably good for the market because people are going to spend more, but not good for our debt structure as a country. Terrible for that.
The thought process, obviously, is if you cut taxes for people, even small businesses, it'll help them start to hire more people, put more people back to work, maybe even spending more money in capital expenditures. Are you saying that has not proved to be true in the past?
What I'm saying is there's never been that to be proven true.
Right.
Not even under Reagan.
Yeah.
Reagan stimulated the economy. Here, yes, the economy will be stimulated. People will go back to work. Job growth will be created. And America was made great then, and America will be made great again under President Trump. But you can't have everything and have no consequences for less of revenue to support the payment of the bills of the country.
Right.
So it wasn't enough to still make payment of bills. Evidence, why did the national debt go up four times, almost five times as much? Why did the national debt go up that much? Because we didn't have revenue to our country enough to support to keep the national debt down at $550 billion. Rather, it ballooned to $2.3 trillion. So it didn't work under Reagan from that standpoint, but it did work in job growth and wage growth.
All right. You know what? You're my man, so I got to believe what you say. But you know what? Because we do believe in capitalism, I don't want to enter into deficit spending. We got to go for a quick commercial break so I can actually make some money, too. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I love making money.
Boys in a full-time job, I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. But right now, you know what I want you to do? I want you to listen to David Fisher. He's going to tell you a little bit about your money, how to keep it in your pocket, maybe how to make it grow. But I don't know how to do that. David does. Okay, we're back with some real great financial news. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me, and we're talking about the market and the reaction of the market, the passing of the budget, and so we can see what was in it. You know, we're just using Nancy Pelosi's reasoning for passing bills. And, David, you were talking about where we were with tax reform and what this deficit could do for us, to us.
I want to make it clear, I'm all for tax reform, and I'm supporting President Trump 100% in this. I'm all for job growth, but I think there's a little bit better happy medium there. The problem is because we're not facing the debt of our country, and it's not a popular thing to face your debt on a household or corporate or national level.
Right.
But it's sometimes it's must needed to do, otherwise you have to file bankruptcy. And so we're headed down that road as a country on a much faster pace than we ever have before. And this is where Senator Rand Paul stood his ground, and that's where my hat goes off to him. He's going to add too much to our debt structure of our country, and we can't pay it off now. We certainly won't be able to pay it off then. You know, but he does support the president in what he calls supply-side economics, which is creating more supply, more revenue to the country. So it's just a big challenge, you know, and even the IMF came out, even the IMF came out and poo-pooed the idea of President Trump's tax plan, saying that it will balloon deficit spending, will go up significantly. So it's not just Americans who are seeing this problem, that what it's going to create. The world does understand, you just, at some time at the end of the day, you got to be able to pay your debt structure. And that's where the problem is still not being addressed.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny with Rand Paul. The thing that I always appreciate about him is he's not an ideologue, right? I mean, he comes at it from an honest way. He comes at it, you know, from the heart. So you can't, I've never been able to get mad with a legislator who truly believes something, and they're not just doing it because their party is pushing them in that direction. You know what I'm saying?
You know, there's an article out that talks about the Senate, and it says this. Here's the easiest way to understand it. In order to erase projected deficits, it calls for trillions of dollars of spending cuts over the coming decade. But the cuts only exist currently on paper without the legislation to achieve them. So, you know, I might be speaking my opinion a little bit too soon, because if Congress comes back now and starts slashing trillions of dollars of spending cuts in the next decade, this will actually work. That's the only way this is going to work.
Well, wait a minute. Now, maybe you brought something up here. I mean, Trump has been known to throw it back in somebody else's lap to get them to do something. Maybe that's part of his crazy little secret plan, is that if he does this, he can spin around in his chair and look at Congress and go, now, you can fix this. You can make this work.
If I had to be a prophet, I would say you're the real prophet, and you're exactly right. That's what has to happen, Joe,
yeah,
for our country to really get back on track. It, you know, we're not real. If Americans really knew the numbers, and they're not, they don't look into it like you or I look into it, but I look into this all the time. This is the problem. And there's, you know, people who don't have anything to do with gold, like billionaires. There's 20 of them now coming out this year alone, are saying the problem is much greater than our own admittance, and we're going to go through major economic turmoil. And that's why the other countries are moving away from the holding dollars, because they see the problem. It's plain as day to them. And so, you know, ironically, my next door neighbors who's a physician in the German flight team that trains German flight officers, you know, he says, Europe talks about the debt of America all the time, and says, how can you guys live this way? You know, we're just playing the shell game. So if we do, finally, because we've been talking about for 8 years, let's get our debt under control. If Republicans really have a chance to change this country, this is the time, this is the day, this is the hour to do that.
I think about this stuff on a regular basis and how, you know, and I'm not picking on you listeners, okay? So just hear me out for a second, and I'm sure David will agree with me to a degree. You know, our kids can't even budget, can't even balance checkbooks coming out of high school. You know, they really don't understand how finances flow. They're taught about credit their whole lives. You know, they don't even understand this. They have no way to wrap their minds around this. We're not setting these young people up to understand how finances work. This will be even a bigger problem down the road with the American populace, because they're going to keep turning to the government for help on a regular basis, are they not?
You know, 20 years ago, they didn't really talk about this problem, but it was a problem then, because the debt-to-income ratio of our country was in the 60%, you know, under Reagan in the 1980s, actually 30 years ago. But now we're at 107%. Most people don't understand we're upside down as a country. And when you go upside down, you got to do something really severe to get right side up. And that's where we're at. And most people don't realize that. Politicians realize this, but they fight over how to get from where we're at to there. And
yeah, but that's a credit card mentality, David, is it not? I mean, look, you just said it. We're if we took every nickel we had come in to pay off debt, we'd still be 7% over, and that leaves you no room for an emergency, right?
We have no emergency fund, unless you want to call the Federal Reserve as the printing press, and they're leveraged to the hilt from the quantitative easing. So we don't have any backstop, unless you want to call the bail-in as a backstop. That's the whole other thing. But, you know, we do not – we have to inflate our way out of this problem or massively cut spending or maybe all of the above and maybe a portion of a bail-in. It's not going to continue to go on the way it is. And don't be confused with how great the stock market is, and it's a great market to be in. I encourage people to be in it, as that's the economy. That's stocks. That is not the economy, and that is not the government debt structure. So we have three different areas: the stock market, the true economy, and government debt. And pretty soon, government debt is going to affect the other two entities.
God. It all this is just amazing, and it's true how, again, our young people don't quite understand. All right, you brought it up. We got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about the bail-in. Is it real? Could it really happen? And I'll tell you something that's really funny. I had a guy on a show the other day talking about bitcoins, and he talked about a bail-in. He talked about the actual possibility of a bail-in in this country. So, you know, in the mouth of two witnesses. Anyhow, tell us about the bail-in and how real it could be.
Well, you know, President Trump has filed bankruptcy in his personal corporations before, four of them. And recently he talked about how much the stock market has gone up, $5.2 trillion. And he says you can use those gains against the debt, reducing our debt. If he's serious about that, he just openly admitted there's a bail-in coming, because the gains in the stock market are individual investors' 401ks, IRAs, and retirement programs, not the government, who made $5.2 trillion. That's investors. So if he's saying that we can use that against the national debt, there's the bail-in. That's where the government can't pay their own bills, and it's happened in 9 countries, and they come into their citizens' accounts and seize a portion of it and give them a banknote or a government bond in return and pay them back over time. And this is something I wrote a white paper on that's now, it's in its 7th edition, called The Coming Bail-In.
And you guys have got to get that. You got to go up to landmarkgold.com and pick it up, because I'm telling you something. You have to know what's happening with your money. So many of you, and I talk with you, I've sat around and talked with a couple of you guys about this stuff, where you just turn around and go, I can't believe this isn't happening, or I'm not getting the gains I wanted to get, or I don't have the money I thought I was going to have in the bank. Some of you are perfectly comfortable and happy with the fact that you've got a little nest egg in the bank. That could change pretty rapidly, right?
You know, all it takes is a few announcements, one or two major ones, that causes the domino effect. That's what caused 2008, and the environment changed drastically within just a couple days. And to say that we're not in that environment again, then why are 20 billionaires saying this is going to happen? It could happen between now and sometime next year. Actually, most of them are saying next year we're going to have a major change, and I can now starting to see why that might be true.
Yeah, and again, this is not fear-mongering. This is not trying to get you to buy gold, silver, stocks, bury your money in the backyard. This is to give you information. You decide on your own how to make it happen. Seriously, but I would admonish you to go up to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, or call in at 844-715-7311. David and his team will just, you know, plain simple English. You don't have to know financeese. You'll understand plain simple English. You'll get everything you need. David, always a pleasure having you with me. I do appreciate the way you lay things out for us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, it's always nice to have somebody like David on, too. You got to think about your money. You got to think about what you know or don't know about it. And you get guys like this, again, plain, simple English. You can ask him, as you can see, you can ask him about any question you want. And David's willing to step up and answer the question and help you work through it. But if you're like me and you're paying attention, you're trying to read and you're trying to understand, it's almost impossible, right? Because everybody's got their mindset as what it should be, what it means, that kind of stuff. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Next hour, Stan Larimer is going to join me, and we're going to talk about Bitcoin, BitShares, all that, what it means. Could I really be a gabillionaire today if I had just bought $200 in Bitcoins a few years back? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.